Sanbonani bantu abasha.
Good morning, young people.
Insizwa le biphethe uhlelo yazi sencane sizelwe.
I know the young man who is the MC from his birth.
Shiyana nendodana yami nje kunyaka wodwa.
He and my one son are just 1 year apart.
Uyise wajabula kakhulu ngenkathi emtholile.
And his father was so happy when he was born.
Kusho ukuthi siyabonga ukuthi namanje sobuyise wamshiya kodwa sabangibelele enkosini.
And we are so grateful and glad, although his father has passed on into eternity, but that his son is still continuing with the work with the ministry.
Izofunda ke izwi elitholakala ku Genesis sashuma amathathu nesikhombisa.
I'm going to read a word from Genesis chapter 37.
Ngicela ke njoba likhuluma ngephupho nami ngizontshela nami iphupho nganginalo.
Now as I'm going to share with you concerning a dream that someone dreamt, I'll also share with you concerning a dream that I had.
UJosepha yena waba namaphupho.
Because Joseph had dreams.
Kusho ukuthi ingakafinyeleli lapho, sibonga kakhulu labo uNkulunkulu ongalezi nsuku abakwazile ukuvuma izono zabo bayihlanganisa nenkosi.
Before I get to that, we are so thankful to God for all of you who have these days come to the Lord, made right with God, and have given your lives to the Lord.
Ngoba la ekhaya asisho ukuthi ngokuvuma kwakhe izono sizojoyina ibandla lethu, kodwa kuphela nje sishumayeza ukuthi noma simemezela ukuthi hamba uphile lapho ukhonza khona emasontweni lapho ukhonza khona.
And when you give your life to the Lord and you make right with God here and you confess your sin, by that we don't say now you've joined the Kwasiza Bantu church or congregation, but we encourage you to go back home and to live for the Lord wherever you are.
Sihambisa kanjalo ke nomuntu efika evuma izono zakhe asimbuzi nokuthi ungwaliphi isonto, kuphela nje sisimukele ukuthi simthandazise kuleyo nkinga noma kulezo zono azivumayo.
And when anybody comes for prayer and confessing their sin, we don't even ask them from which church or denomination he is or she is. We just pray for them concerning the need that they have and bring them before the Lord.
Kuzo zonke ke lezi nsuku selokhu iqalile inkonzo simbonile uNkulunkulu esebenza phakathi kwethu thina basha.
And in this conference from the beginning during all these days we've experienced and we've seen God at work amongst us young people.
Sinamanje sabhekile futhi ukuthi uNkulunkulu mayithinta inhliziyo labo nabo abasayizwelayo ukuthi nabo besale bevuma izono zabo.
And even now there is still that opportunity. If God touches your heart and you're convicted, you may remain behind afterwards and somebody will pray with you.
Kusho ukuthi ngesiZulu kuthiwa imbila yaswela umsila ngokuyalezela. Ngonto uzokwazi ukukhumusha lo. Kusho ukuthi ngempela kusho ukuthi wena uma ungalungisi uzolahlekelwa kakhulu.
Now there's a saying in isiZulu that the rock rabbit hasn't got a tail, and the reason was when there was a meeting where all the tails were handed out, the rock rabbit didn't attend the meeting, and that's why till today he doesn't have a tail.
Angazi lobo khumsha kahle inimbila inawo umsila. Yafika zonke ilwane sezinomsila. Yona ke ngokuthi ayilokhu ngizoza kanti ezinye lokhu ifaka umsila uyafika yona umsila usekho.
I don't know if my interpreter interpreted correctly, but the rock rabbit doesn't have a tail, and the reason was when all the other animals received their tails, the rock rabbit didn't attend. He said, just give the message to me, whatever you hear there at the meeting, and by that he missed out on receiving a tail.
Ingakho ke sengimsiza ngoba isiZulu akasincelanga ebeleni, bangathi abanye mabehumusha bebona ukuthi hayi usesho ungakhona.
And that's why I'm helping my interpreter, because he didn't grow up with his isiZulu, And I'm just helping him, correcting him, in case he's missing the mark, that others don't say, oh, he's right off the track. Now, I also once was young, and in my youth, I had a dream. And in this dream, I had a vision where I said to my mother, Mother, I would like when I grow up to be like this person and that person and that person.
I
said, Mother, I wish to grow up and be a preacher. And my mother said, that's good. And I also said, Mother, I'd like to become a farmer. And my mother said, that's good, my boy. You've chosen wisely.
And
by God's grace, all of that has come to fulfillment because I'm gifted with my hands as well. I plant potatoes, tomatoes, I plant sugar cane, wattle trees. In all of that, you don't come close to me.
Kumbula nje bantu abasha. Umunyunyaka nganga kipa malo lama te aba.
And I remember once when 8 big lorries came and loaded up timber to take it to where they process it.
And
I, and another time, 6 lorry loads. And that's just by learning from my white colleagues, seeing what they are doing, and then following suit.
And
I know amongst us, we've got future doctors, lawyers, nurses, magistrates, engineers, whatever I can mention. But if you would really serve God, then your talents will come to light. When a child is born with closed fists, and it means it's holding something as it's born.
And
so as you are born with those gifts, with those talents that God has entrusted to
you.
But when you get involved in sin, in drugs, in alcoholism, then you lose that which God has given you. And when you get to heaven one day, God will say, look at what I had in store for you. All these things entrusted to you, these gifts and talents, but you lost them, you didn't make use of them, you got involved in immorality, and you lost out on all of
that.
And
nenkomo ijova ngongafanele zife inkomo ngoba yini dakwele zidakamizwa.
And even if you may achieve to become a doctor or a farmer, but if you use drugs or alcohol, you'll be intoxicated. When you get to work, you'll do the wrong thing. You'll use the wrong injection. At the farm, you'll use the wrong medication or medicine for your animals, and they'll die, and everything will come to wreck and ruin.
Manje ke nami ke lana nganginequlo ngangilicula ngithi kodwa nami ngizohamba noJesu namhla nakusasa ngizohamba noJesu.
There was a song which I sang which says I will walk with Jesus today and tomorrow.
Elinye ngilicula ngithi oh Nkosi mayivuma nami ngophumelela.
And another song that says if the Lord wills I will be successful and overcome.
Izonifundisa ke leli culo nawe uma ubona ukuthi hey umsebenza uthuli ubona ukuthi hey izinto zinzima kodwa nawe uculele leli culo nawe mhlambe lokusiza nawe.
And I want to teach you this song or this chorus that maybe at a time of difficulty and trial when you don't find a job and it seems like everything is against you that you sing this song and maybe it will give you hope.
Asikhulanga ke kahle thina emndenini wakithi ubaba wakithi ubephuza ehamba elale emzini yabantu ekungangokuthi ingane zazifa uma ebulawa indlala ubisi lungaphumi kahle.
We didn't grow up easily. My father drank a lot of alcohol. Often he wouldn't sleep at home. He'd sleep at other places, and for that reason we grew up in poverty. My mother didn't have much money, and there were even some of my siblings who died at a very young age because my mother didn't have the breast milk to feed them with it because we didn't have food at home.
Kodwa ngenhlanhla uma wazohamba wathola umsebenzi kusikini kwamaphumulo wasebenza sathola ukuthi sidle kangcono ekhaya.
But afterwards, by God's grace, my mother got a job. She worked in the shop for Mr. Stegan at Maphumulo and his shop, and then we had some money and we had some food.
Nami ngahamba ngayosebenza ku Mr. Christ, ngaze ngogcina ngasebenza kumnumzane futhi uStegan.
I also worked for Mr. Chris and eventually also for Mr. Stegan.
Manje mangifika lapha kwa Christ, kwakhona ubaba othile opheka ukudla.
And there by Mr. Chris there was a man there, a father who cooked some food.
Manje ngihambe ekhaya ngadle lutho kwangekho ukudla ngizokudla ekuseni kwangekho lutho nje ngahamba ngaye emsebenzini.
Now at home we had no food, so I had no breakfast. I went to work on an empty stomach.
Manje ngabuka iwashi lapho ukuthi hey sekuthi 12 o'clock kodwa siyakhala isisu ngaphakathi ngilambile.
And I looked at the watch, I said, oh my, when it'll be lunchtime, because it was only 12 o'clock, but my stomach was really telling me that I'm hungry.
Aveli washing alfaka ku 1 o'clock.
Then I moved the hands on of the watch. I moved it from 12 o'clock, 1 hour ahead to 1 o'clock.
Kahamba ngamtshela lo baba ngathi sokudina baba.
And I went to that man and I said, "Father, it's time for lunch."
Wathi, "Oh, yagijima kangaka iwashi."
He said, "My, today the watch was really running very fast."
Ayithulela.
I just kept quiet.
Wasinikeza ukudla sadla.
He gave us food and we ate.
Kodwa angibanga nakuphumula.
But I had no rest.
Ngaya kuyena.
I went back to him.
Ngathi njengoba ngangishintshe iwashi ngafaka ku-1, ngangenziwa indlala ngizoxolisa.
I said, "Father, I want to apologize. I moved the watch on by 1 hour. It was because I was hungry, but I apologize for that."
Ngiyabona ukuthi siphuma phi ke njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ubaba wayephuza wathandazela osidekeni wathi ubaba bethi mayephuzile athi ngiyagula noma ngawa eyale avela athi ngiyagula.
And you see where we come from. My father was an alcoholic. Reverend Stegan prayed for him, and whenever he would meet up with Reverend Stegan and he'd be unstable on his feet, he would just tell Reverend Stegan, "I'm unwell."
Kodwa hayi ukuthi wamthandazela la kwasizabantu. Wayengakabikho sizabantu. Wahamba wayekhaya. Wafika ekhaya engakafika ekhaya nangu usahamba ugcwele umgwaqo bathi ke sizolu qhubi imbuzi.
And it wasn't here at Kwasizabantu Mission. That was before this mission was even here. He came to our home, and on the way, he met up with my father. My father was going this way and that way. In Zulu, we say, you're driving on a goat.
Kusho ukuthi maye emthandazela, awu ibhodlela la elila likagologo laqatha phansi. Why said, how? Yini le ntodubo? What are your minds?
And my father had a half jack in his inside pocket. And when Reverend Stegan prayed for him, then this half jack fell out, this bottle of spirits, of alcohol. And Reverend Stegan asked him, said, Mr. Dube, what is that? He said, oh, it's just some water. So that's how he deceived him. But I'm sure Reverend Stegan knew and realized that it's alcohol.
I know what I'm sure.
So he really saw that it was alcohol. When my father got home, there was another man there, and he said, yes, just have a nip of this. When this other man drank of it, he vomited. And when my dad also had a sip, he also vomited. And this other man asked my father, he said, Mr. Dube, what's in that bottle? What's this? What's wrong with this alcohol? And then he said, you know what? I deceived that white man, and now Jesus has come into this bottle.
Oh, babuyeka khona lapho utshwala ngoba usevele walikhuluma iqiniso ukuthi ngenkathi ethandaza uJesu wangena kulobu utshwala ngoba kashonga ukuthi hey ngeke ngikhulekele ungakavuma izono wavele wathi ake ngithandaze nje wathandaza kanti uNkulunkulu uzokwenza ukuthi asebenze ukuthi bevele behlanze bobabili.
And God worked in a wonderful way there when he was prayed for. Jesus indeed worked. Reverend Stegan didn't say, well, I'm not going to pray for you because you haven't confessed your sin yet. So God worked in a mysterious way above our understanding and our asking. And when they drank of that alcohol, they both vomited.
And
my prayer was also answered because one day somebody asked me, he said, what are you praying for? And I said, I'm praying that my dad will stop with his drinking, and indeed that happened.
And
God was gracious. He heard my prayer as a young boy, and God worked in our family. Our whole family changed. My dad could be a very violent man, so much so that when he would approach, every living creature would just run away and disappear, the dogs and the cats.
And
because my dad would kick everything that would come into reach and beat it. And even my mother, he beat her like you would beat a cow. One day when I was a bit older, I arrived on the scene while he was busy beating my mother with a stick, and I came and I held his hand with a stick in it, and then after that, since that time, he never beat her again.
Kusho ukuthi nawe, ubaba wagcina naye iphenduka esilandela sonke kwaphenduka mina walandela udadewethu.
And so don't give up hope concerning your family. You can pray for them, whoever it may be, your father or mother or anybody else of your family, and God can work as he worked in our family. I first got converted, and then my sister, and eventually my dad also got converted. So I'm going to sing it. You'll hear how I sang it, and I'm sure you young people will grasp the tune very quickly.
Kodwa nami ngizohamba noJesu, 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 kodwa nami ngizohamba noJesu namhlanje kusasa nanini nanini nami ngizohamba noJesu kodwa 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 nami ngizohamba noJesu namhlanje kusasa nanini nanini nami ngizohamba noJesu. Nibonithi lula kanjani?
You see how easy it is?
Likhona ke linye lesibili ke nami ngangithi oh Nkosi mayivuma ngophumelela.
And there was also the other one. I said, Lord willing, I'll also be successful and overcome one day.
Mbuku dadewethu ehambe ngene emafusini embubhatata embamadumbe ukuze silale sidlile.
And I would see my sister going into the field, just digging out something there that we'll be able to eat.
What a man, Livuke leliculo, noma ngabe siyalima ngeenkabi, sasigange ngicule leliculo ngoba manje sengiyakholwa, angikwazi ukucula iculo lasezweni.
And even when I, later on, when we would plow and we'd have the oxen pulling the plow, I'd be singing this song there in the field because I was now a believer. I couldn't sing worldly songs.
Ithike, oh, Nkosi mayivuma ngophumelela. 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 Awulilule, niyalisa.
You see how easy it is?
Nawe, ukuthi mase kunzima. Ubone ukuthi hey, sixakile izinto. Ulele liculo.
So when you see,
oh, Nkosi mayivuma, noma ngiyabhala, bhala umatric, noma ngabe ngisemsebenzini, angithola umsebenzi ngiye ngibuyiselwe emuva kanjani kanjani noma ngidiliziwe emsebenzini uthi o Nkosi mayivuma ngophumelela. O Nkosi mayivuma ngophumelela. O Nkosi mayivuma ngophumelela. O Nkosi mayivuma ngophumelela. Oh, Nkosi mayivuma ngophumelela. Hawu thina kwangavunyiwe nje ukuthi sosonta kwa etendini. Kodwa saseqa 1963 siyenkonzweni.
Now, at home, we were not allowed to attend the services there in the tent where Rev. Segan was holding services. But secretly, we would go. That was in 1963.
Ake silfundeke izwi eli abantwana bakaNkulunkulu kulezi insuku njoba lisihloko ekulokhu begida kulo.
Now let's go back to our scripture that's been read these days and our theme as all those who are preaching, we're looking at this theme of Joseph.
Nami ebengibusiseka ngenkathi beshumayela.
I was also blessed when the others preached. Let's pray once again.
Oh
Lord, would you please take hold of our minds? Lord, even though there's that natural inclination for our thoughts to drift off, but may we please find ourselves at your feet, listening to your speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
Amaphupho kaJosefa, isihloko lasisho njalo.
This heading says Joseph's dreams.
UJosefa wakha ezweni lokugobala koyisezweni laseKenan.
Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan.
Ukugogobala ke khona izingane ezincane engasazi lesizulu sokugogobala ukuthi kuchaza ukuthini kusho ukuthi wayehleli nje endaweni okwanguyise uma kuthiwa uhlale nje kwesikhashana kusho ukuthi izwe lawo yise lelo. Lokhu kuyindaba kaJakobe. UJosefa wayeseneminyaka eyishumi nesikhombisa wawalusa umhlambi kayise nabafowabo engumfana nje owayekuwo amadodana kaBiliya nakuyo amadodana kaZilifiya omkayise. UJosefa waletha kuyise umbiko emibi ngabo.
This is the account of Jacob. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And he brought their father a bad report about them.
UBiliya lo noZilipha laba kwakho amakhosikazi kayise. Manje uselethe umbiko omubi ngalabo amadodana akhe.
So Bilhah and Zilpah were his father's wives, and so he brought a bad report to his father about their sons.
Kepha ku-Israyeli wathanda uJosefa kakhulu kunabantwana bakhe bonke ngokuba wayeyindodana yexhegu bakhe wamenzela ingubo enemikhono emide.
Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had been born to him in his old age and he made him a richly ornamented robe.
Abanye abasha la sebeyizingane abazi ukuthi ixhegu yini. Ixhegu umuntu osegugile, osemdala, osempunga. Kusho ukuthi wamthola esemdala. Manje ikhonzileke lengane ke njengoba kuthiwa wayeyindodana yobuxhegu bakhe. Wamenzela ingubo enemikhono emide. Kusho ukuthi lengane yaba nomehluko, wayenzela ingubo.
So Israel, that's Jacob, loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was born to him in his old age and he made him the special robe with long sleeves.
Abafowabo babona ukuthi uyise uyamthanda kunabafowabo bonke khona bamzonda bengenakukhuluma kuye ngokuthula.
When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him.
Nalizwa ke basha abafowabo bamzonda umfowabo.
Do you hear that, young people? Joseph's brothers hated him.
Ngoba bebona ukuthi uyise uyamthanda umfowabo.
Because they realized and saw their father loved him more than them.
Nomzwile la wahamba uyise uJosefa wawubika ukuthi hey akuhambi kahle la kumadodana azalwa labo mama laba wambikela uyise manje abafowabo ke bamzondake futhi ukuthi manje uyise uyamthanda.
We hear that Joseph took a bad report to his father about the sons of his wives, and he said, no, it's not going well there. Something's going wrong. And then they hated him just for the fact also that their father loved Joseph more than them.
Nawe ungazondelwa khona ukukholwa kwakho noma usumdala noma ngabe ungaka mhlawu uthisha emdenweni noma unesi noma umabhalane noma uyini abantu bengakuthandi noma endaweni ngisho noma ngabe abafowenu bekuzonde bengasho lutho nakho la kuthiwa babe nokuthula nje kodwa babe emzonda.
And so it can be the same with you, whether you're a young person, maybe you're a teacher or a nurse, but because of your faith, there'll be people that will hate you, and they won't say a word to you, but they hate you.
Again, zwenike, angazi noma wayenze ubungane yini, njoba sizwa la ukuthi wayeseneminyaka eshumi nesikhombisa, wajike waxoxa amaphupho. UJosepha waphupha amaphupho, wabalandisa lona bafowabo babelokhu bemzonda kakhulu.
I don't know if Joseph did this in childishness, maybe with it just because he was still young, but he then had a dream and he told it to his brothers and they hated him all the more.
Akazi ukuthi yena uma ngabe ebaxoxela lamaphupho bazophatheka kabi.
He didn't realize, he was naive in realizing that they would be offended when he would tell them those dreams.
Usho wena uthi hawu ngikhushuliwe emsebenzini sengithole lesi skundla nalesi skundla nalesi skundla mhlamba usho lutho mabebona abanye ukuthi wena usufaka kulesi zinga nalebuzinga kanti abantu sebezokuzonda.
And maybe you tell somebody that you've been promoted, or maybe you don't even say anything about it. They just see that you've been promoted, you're getting a better position, you're getting a better salary, and then they hate you for
that.
But you know, the worst of it all is that we read here in the Bible, they were his brothers, and his brothers hated him.
Ayikho into embi njengalokho ukuthi abafowenu bebona ukuthi yabusiseka bese bekuzonda.
There's nothing worse than that, that when your brothers see that you are blessed, that they hate you for that.
Nanenhlanhla anginayo umfowethu sasisikhombisa kumina ka-8 angikwazi ukuthi kuyini kuba nomfowethu kodwa abafowethu sengibatholela evangelini.
Now, I don't have a physical brother. I was the 8th child, but I had no brothers that are alive. And so I only received brothers here in the gospel here at the mission.
Wathi kubo, ake nizwe leli phupho engiliphuphile, bhekani besibopha izithungo ensimini. Naso ke isithungo sami. Savuka sima naso ake izithungo zenu ziphahla zisikhothamela isithungo sami.
He said to them, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it.
Ngaleso sikhathi nje esho lokho ukuthi isithunzi ithungo lesi seyikhothamela yena wabaphatha kabi.
And when he said that their sheaves bowed down to his, they were offended by it.
Nizwe ukuthi bathini base bethi kuye abafowabo, impela uyakuba yinkosi yethu usibuse na. Bamzonda kakhulu kunakuqala ngenxa yamaphupho akhe namazi akhe.
Listen to what they said and how they reacted. His brothers said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said.
Yes, abantu okufanele ngabe bakuthokozela ukuthi kusasa uyobe inkosi abuse bona wabaphatha kabi ukuthi usevesele leli phupho leli ukuthi uphuphe ithungo zikhothamela isithunzi sakhe.
Do you see that? They should have rejoiced that they had a king in their midst or a ruler in their midst, but they were upset and offended by the fact that their sheaves are to bow down to him. In other words, he was going to be higher than them.
Wathi bhekani ngiphuphe nelinye iphupho bhekani eke ilanga nenyanga nesinkanyezi ezishumi nanye bengikhothamela.
And then he had another dream in verse 9. Then he had another dream and he told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream. And this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me.
Buka njalo uthi yena uvese lintenhle. Ngasho wena uthi hawu uNkulunkulu ungibusisile ngokuthi nangokuthi nokuthi kanti abanye akuzi kuba kuhle akuzi kuhlala kahle enhlizweni zabo.
Now listen to that. It's not a bad thing that he told them. It's something that indicates that God would bless him, but there were those who were sorely offended.
Uthi hawu ma ungenzela ukuthi ubaba ungenzela ukuthi kanti enhlizweni yalabo bakwenu.
And you say, my mother did this for me, my father did this for me, but then your siblings will be offended by that.
And then
when he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? His brothers were jealous of him.
Yes, Baba no more na ngaye nje ukuthi how manje na manje no yise futhi wazo asola ukuthi how kulo mhlabathi esikuona.
And you see, his brothers were jealous. And even his father rebuked him and said, now do you think that we've got to come and bow down to the ground before you? But at the end, it says, but his father kept the matter in mind. So he kept the matter in his mind. So as an older person, he realized there is something that God is showing this child. And that's why some parents even say, you know, I see from your future that there's nothing good that the future holds for you. They see it when you come back at 2 o'clock or maybe 12 o'clock at night. And if you go through our towns today at midnight, you see that people are busy. There's loud music and girls are drinking with a bottle of alcohol in their hands. It's an utter disgrace when girls drink strong drink and alcohol because you forget your dignity. You forget who you are. You behave in a disgraceful manner. And whatever comes along the way, in whatever vehicle, you don't realize how you've got to behave.
abe udokotela kodwa uyaphuza ukuthi lezo guli ngahamba kanjani nase nama ngabe unesikhundla esingakanani eParliament uyangena khona uphuzile uyini uyini kodwa cabanga ukuthi ikusasa lakho libheke phi ngotshwala nsizwa nawe ntombi nawe mama ukuthi libheke phi uma ngabe ingane zakho zizokubona uphuzile mina ngangiba nenkingi uma ngibona ubaba ephuzile lokho engeke ngikusho la.
And so it's a disgrace when you drink. And what kind of a future is there for you as a young person, young girl, young man, even if you're a teacher, even if you're a nurse, even if you're in parliament and you get drunk and you get to work? Just imagine what kind of things you'll do. It's a disgrace. There's no future for you. And it's a disgrace if children see their parents drunk. I would see my father drunk and it wasn't easy for me. I won't go into detail here.
Anazwe basha ukuthi alikho ikusasa lethu alikho ikusasa lenu uma nizoqhubeka nophuzo nedakamizwa alikho liyaphela nyanyanya uma nizoqhamuka nizoqhubeka neziphuzo ngoba nini ikusasa lenu isizwe ekufanele sithembele kulona kodwa manje uphuma la niyolalibe semgwaqweni nidayise ngemizimba yenu niyongena kuleza zindlu naleza zindlu hambe namatekisi nihambe ngenithethe imoto eziphambili nidayise kube lula nje kunini alikho ikusasa lenu.
There is no future for you, although you're the future generation, but there is no future if you live that kind of a life of prostitution, a life of drunkenness, and you behave in that way. There is no future.
Kusho ukuthi kufanele namanje umuntu aziqoqe. Kuthiwa ngesiZulu ufuna uhlale njengentombi uyiqoqe.
So
uyiqoqe.
You've got to get your perspective right and you've got to come back to the place where you ought to be.
Esikhathi sethu intombazane ngonto uzokwazi ukukhumusha lo. Bona ngesikhathi sethu kwakuthi intombazane ihleli ingubo zayikhuphukile ihleli the kwakuthathwa isikhuni somlilo ihlokoze ngaso.
Now when we were younger, when children or girls would sit indecently, we had a way to discipline them, and we disciplined them very sorely for that.
Awufuni ukukusho uyasaba kwakuthatha isikhuni sikhuni lokhu la uma ubasa umlilo yabona izinkuni evuthayo thathe ukuthi ke njengoba nansi ihleli kabi kanje beyibona abadala ukuthi hey bazongena abafowabo beyibona ihleli kabi ngoba ekuqaleni intombazane beyibingafaki iloko kuthiwa yini iphenda ngithi athathe kwakuthiwa iblumas ngaleso sikhathi iblumas maleso sikhathi babebona ihleli abafowabo bazoyibona babona into yayo gijima umuntu nje ayibona thathe isikhuni esivuthayo avela 60 hloko la intweni yayo sonke isikhathi sekuzoba buhlunguke ithunukale yazi ukuthi akufanele ngihlale kabi yikho ngithi bethi ngesiZulu hlala njengentombi.
And that's why
khuluma amaqiniso phela.
That's why we say sit decently as a girl.
12 verse 12 for about 4 hours lokho uso limini ongafanele ukusho kodwa amaZulu ayangizwa ukuthi ngichande ukuthi chaza ukuthini kuthiwa abafowabo baya ukwalusa umhlambi kayise eShikhemu. U-Israyeli wathi kuJosefa abafowenu abalusi umhlambi eShikhemu na woza ngiya kukuthuma kubo.
Verse 12, now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flocks near Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, as you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I'm going to send you to them. Very well, he replied.
Wathi kuye ngilapha, wayesethi kuye, hamba ke ubone ukuthi bahleziphi kahle yini abafoweni nomhlambi uze ungibusele izi. Wamthuma esuka esigodini saseHebron waze wafika eShikhemu. Umuntu othile wamfumana ezulazula endle lo muntu. Wambuza wathi ufunani na.
So he said to him, go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks and bring word back to me. Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?"
Wathi ngifuna abafowethu ake ungitshele ukuthi baluselephi.
He replied, "I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks?"
Wathi lowo muntu basukile lapha ngokuba ngabe sabethi ake siye eDathayini. UJosefa walandela abafowabo wabafumana uDathanile bambone sekude engakasondeli kubo bamenzela ugobe lokumbulala.
"They've moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. They saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him.
Nezwake abafowabo njalo laba sebenzela ugobe ke yisu noma indlela yokuthi singambulala kanjani umfowethu njengoba manje ephupha amaphupha nje.
You see, they were plotting to kill him because of the dreams that he had dreamt and told them about.
Cabanga ukuthi lo muntu ungumfowabo kodwa manje sebefuna ukumbulala ngala maphupha ababonayo ukuthi kusasa uzoba yinto. Umuntu ngokubona ukuthi uyabusiseka, abafowenu bangakwenza ukuthi angathi ungafa. Noma ngabe ihlobo sibona ukuthi uyabusiseka bese bethi angathi usibanibani angafa.
Can you imagine that? The very own brother, because of his dreams, because they saw if those dreams would come to fulfillment, he'd be somebody that in the future he'd be higher than them. And because of that, they plotted to kill their very own flesh and blood.
Hayi ukuthi lento yayenzeke endulo nje kuphela. Na namhlanje kuyabulawana. Ngisho abantu abaseba abepolitiki babulalana ngoba befuna ikhundla. Bejahe ikhundla. Siyezwa masilalela amaredo ukuthi kuyabulawana nje kubangwa yona le mali leliqatha leli elinonile. Babulalana ngenxa yeikhundla nje.
And that's not only something that happened at that time. It happens in our modern time. It happens today that people plot to kill one another. And it happens amongst politicians because they want position. So they finish somebody else off because they want that person's position.
Ngishona namhlanje abantu mhlambe nawe uyabona endaweni ekini ukuthi banomona ngokuthi manje mhlambe usuthe ngokusebenza kwakho babona usiwakhihle babona usuhamba ngemoto ethile. Hawu konke lokho bengakufisela kuhle aye umuntu athe ngathi angagingqika angathi angafa ngenxa ukuthi yini uyabusiseka.
And jealousy is rife amongst people. If they see you building a better house than what they've got, they see you driving a better car, then they wish, oh, if that car would only have an accident, if you'd only die.
Bakhulumisana omunye nomunye kuverse 10 bathi bekani inyanga yamaphupho yes. Kaloko sane siyibulale simphonse komunye wemigodi bese sithi isilwane esibi simdlile sibone ukuthi uza kuba yini amaphupho a.
Verse 20, "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams."
Base bemqamba igaba bathi inyanga yamaphupho.
They've already called him the dreamer.
Yazi abantu namhlanje ungabona beqamba igama ngento enhle. Uthi noma ngabe uthi ingane zikubhuqe esikoleni zize ziqamba igama nami ngaphenduka ngemncane bashe bengiqamba igama. Ngokuthi nakho mina angizenzi lezi zinto kobhema kwakusabhema iglunga lezo yikhathi. Yayingakabikho ukuthi ubheme insangu kodwa kwakusabhema igru njengoba nalamhlanje besayibhema nje abantu.
And people give you a nickname because they want to mock you. I also had a nickname that they gave me because they saw me not doing the same things that the other young people are doing. Because I didn't sniff glue like they were in those days. We didn't have all these other drugs. They sniffed glue, as they still do today as well.
URuben wakuzwa wamaphula esandleni sabo ngokuthi asingambulali. URuben wathi kubo ningachithi igazi. Mphonseni kulo lomgodi ahlale ningabheki isandla kuye ukuba amaphule esandleni sabo ambuyisele kuyise.
When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. Let's not take his life, he said. Don't shed any blood. Throw him into the cistern here in the desert, but don't lay a hand on him. Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. Now this is a long story. So then eventually they decided they'll just throw him there into that pit, into that cistern. I haven't read everything because it's very long. So they decided they'll strip him of his robe and they'll take that and they'll dip it into blood and then take it to their father and say, it looks like a ferocious animal got hold of Joseph. And so they slaughtered a goat, a male goat, and then they dipped the robe into that blood and lied to their father and said they found it like that. Just look at the lies that people tell and how they deceive others. And even today, young people will say, you know, I'm just going over to the neighbor to go and study. We're doing homework together. In the meantime, they're scheming to see a girlfriend or a boyfriend. So they took this robe then to their father. And so they tried to comfort their father. But my Bible says, but he refused to be comforted. So his father wept and mourned for him because he loved the son of his old age. And after some time, Judah said, we'll have blood on our hands. Let's rather just sell him. And so the Bible says they listened to their brother. And so he was sold off to Egypt. And then his dreams were fulfilled. And so those dreams were fulfilled, and Joseph became an important person. And in the same way, if you serve the Lord, those ambitions, those wish, desires that you have, God can bring them to fruition.
And
so if you've got anything of that kind in your heart and life where there's somebody whom you don't like, or somebody whom you hate, and maybe somebody whom you say, I can't forgive that person, that you've got to bring to the cross and receive forgiveness.
And there
are some that have even plotted already and said, so-and-so, he won't see Christmas, or he won't see the new year. I'll stab him before that time, or I'll shoot him before that time. And that is how our people live.
Kukhona nabantu ababulala amadoda abo ngoba bathi hayi umshwarensi usovuthiwe mayefa ngizohla nezingane zami hey umbulali wabantwana
ngenxa
yemali.
And there are even some that scheme and plot that their own husbands should be murdered and killed, and they hire a hitman to kill their husband because of insurance, the insurance policy. They say, well, it's matured, and they'll get a lot of money through that, all for the love of money.
And
there are some, they've even got the saying, when you're going to cash your check. And that's the language that they use. A person has just become like a check that can be cashed. That's how cheap life has become. And there are children guilty of the murder of their parents. But then at the funeral, they put something here that will make them, cause them, their eyes to tear, Vaseline or Vicks or something else that will cause their eyes to tear. In the meantime, they say, ah, oh, I'm really going to get a good and a fat inheritance. And something else, girls, that's really shocking. You girls, you females. Eve's nation, just listen.
It's
you who get children, bear a child, and then you go and put that child in the toilet. You, Eve's nation, I don't know what kind of people you've become, because you've got that audacity, you've got that evil courage to take that newly born child and you can throw it down a toilet, into a pit toilet, or it's get found in a rubbish bin. And where some have even rescued those babies out of those places and have raised them up. And we who are counselors, we meet up with it when people are on their deathbed, where they say, there's a little child, a pretty, beautiful young child that's standing before me, but that child is preventing me from entering heaven. That was the child that they aborted, and now that child prevents them from entering heaven. But when they confess their sin, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive you. Now, it's marriage has become so easy, but and it's just very light.
Ngani?
Why?
Basaba bafana ukuthi usuhushule
kangaki. Or they don't. Marriage is very scarce. Why is that? Because the boys are scared of the girls. They don't know how many children you've already aborted.
Uyothatha intombi kanti isihushule yahushule yayikhiphe yayikhiphe ingane kodwa inkomo zami iphelele kanti lengane ka lontombazane kade yayihushula iye emaclinic yohushula.
Because now they've got to pay the dowry, but they're not sure this girl they're going to get married to. How many times has she had an abortion? Maybe she's had so many children already, and you think that you're getting married to a virgin, but she's just been to the abortion clinic. But if you come to the Lord Jesus, if you come to the cross, the Lord Jesus can forgive you your sin. He can cleanse you. He can make you into being a new creation.
Kuno mama abaza bethi beshadile, obaba behambile bemagoli, bemathekwini, bema ephi naphi nanapha. Bezala ingane kanti le ngane akuyona kababa. Lo mzalayo ekabani? Ekababayi.
And then there are those women or married women who remain behind when their husbands go off to work in Johannesburg or wherever in the cities, and they're away from home for a couple of months. In the meantime, they have another child at home, but it's not their husband's child, it's somebody else's child. But if you come to the Lord Jesus, to his blood, and you say, I haven't been faithful to my husband, the Lord can forgive you and can cleanse you.
As vale ngalelizwi elitholakala ngoba isikhathi siyavuma ngoku encwadini uJohane oqala isahluko sesithathu.
Let's turn, because we still got time, to 1 John chapter 3.
Lizosiduduza ke lelizwi thina esesihlambululile savuma izono zethu.
We who have already confessed our sin, I'm sure this word will encourage you.
1 John chapter 3.
Here it says, the sign of God's children. So if you've confessed your sin, you have got that sign on you that you're a child of God.
Lithike lana ke bekani uthando lungaka asinika lona ubaba lokuba sithiwe singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu futhi sibo.
Verse 1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
Akethi ke kunothando olukhulu lokubizwa ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Uma usuvuma izono usunegama manje uluthi usumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
How great is the love of God towards us that when we've confessed our sin and turned to him, that we get the title that we are children of God.
Khona isikhulu esikhulu ositholayo ngokusala kwakho uvuma izono zakho usiya ezulwini usuphiwa igama lokuthi usumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
You get this high position when you remain behind. When you give your life to the Lord and you repent from your sin, you get this title that you're a child of God. So you get this new name, that you are now a child of God. No longer a child that's mischievous, that's naughty, that makes a noise in the service, but you now are a child of God.
Ukuthi nofike niphazamise ngokuthi kodwa nawe siyakhulekela ukuthi nawe uphenduke uzuthole leli gama lokubizwa ukuthi usumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
You're no longer a child that just comes with a motive to disturb others and distract others, but even if you come here with that ulterior motive, we're praying for you as well that you will change and become a child of God.
Verse 3. Bonke abanalolo themba kuye bayazihlambulula njengokuba yena ehlambulukile.
Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
Uma thina basha njoba sikwinkonzo zethu zabasha uma sinalelo themba lokuthi masala sivume izono zethu sizobana sivume izono zethu sothola igama lokuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Young people, as we are at the services at this conference, we have this hope in us that we'll see him as he is. We also purify ourselves, and by that, we are children of God.
Abanalelo themba, nizobona besihlambulula, ngoba bani sebezokwazi ukuthi ngelinye ilanga siyobonakaliswa sesinjengaye uKristu uJesu.
Those who have this hope in them, they will purify themselves. They will confess their sin. They will cleanse their lives. And then we know when he appears, we shall be like him, for we'll see him as he is.
Nawe masubuyele ekhaya angathi bangabona ukuthi ngokufika kwakho kwalezi inkonzo uguqukile ngoba uzihlanzile wavuma izono zakho usubizwa ukuthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Kuphelile inzondo. Kuthi ba uma kanginaki malume uyangihlupa nanani sephilile lawo maqhubu.
Oh, may it be when you get back home that they'll see that your life has changed. It's been transformed. Why? Because when you were here, you purified yourself and you became a child of the Lord.
Bonke abenzi sono beqa nomthetho ngokuba isono singukweqa umthetho.
Verse 4, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness.
That's why I manje laba basaqhubeka ngokwenza izono beqa umthetho kaNkulunkulu.
Those who continue with their sin, they are law breakers. They are breaking God's law.
Laba bahamba beqhekeza, bebulala abantu, bedlengula, bebhemugwayi, nangendlela zonke zokona.
Those who break into houses, those who smoke their drugs and use their drugs, those who go around raping, they are all law breakers, breaking the law of God.
Verse 5, siyazi ukuthi yena wabonakalisa ukuze asuse izono. Akukho sono kuye. Lowo ohlala kuye akoni. Lowo onayo akambonanga futhi akamasi.
Everyone, or but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him.
Verse 15, Lowo ozona umzalwane wakhe ungumbulali, niyazi ukuthi akukho umbulali onokuphila okuphakade okuhlezi kuye.
Verse 15, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him.
Those who
Joseph's brothers hated him. They plotted to kill him, but because of Judah, they then didn't do that. He said, we shouldn't shed his blood. But in the Bible, it says that if you hate your brother, you're a murderer.
Now, manje noma uqhubeka nalolelizwe kuthiwa uKhayini noAbel. UKhayini wabona ukuthi umfowabo uyabusiseka. Wahlela indlela zokumbulala uAbel.
And Cain murdered his own brother Abel when he saw that he was blessed.
Kusho ukuthi nawe ke umumcabangela intembu umfowenu ungamthandi umfowenu umzonda ngendlela abusiseka ngayo njengomuntu ombulalayo umhlinza kancane uyamsika 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 uyambulala isinyenyela.
And you who hate your brother, you are a murderer as well. If you don't like your brother, you hate him, you're just not killing him immediately, you're killing him slowly and little by little.
Khona abantu namhlanje insizwa zethu baba kwangenzela ukuthi ngiyamzonda. Noma odade bethu wangenzela ukuthi ngiyamzonda. Kodwa lokho kufuneka ukulethe egazini ukuze uthethelele kuphelele yonzondo.
There are young men, there are girls today that say, my father did this to me and for that I hate him. But yet too, you need to bring to the blood of the Lord Jesus. So let us pray. Lord, thank you for what we've heard.
Sizeke Nkosi labo abafuna ukuyihlanganisa nawe bangakayihlanganisi belungise Nkosi.
Lord, help those who want to get right with you, that want to meet with you, that they'll do so.
Ngoba Josepha wagcina esebusisekile.
Because in the end, Joseph was blessed.
Ngoba ebalekela leso silingo sikankosikazi kaPotiphar.
He fled from that temptation of Potiphar's wife.
Nathi Nkosi ukubalekela isono ukuthi sihlale phansi sivumise nosithu.
And we too, Lord, by sitting down and confessing our sin, we'll be fleeing from that sin.
Singasizakala kokuningi Nkosi ibonele sesibekelwe sona.
And we can be helped in so many ways through the examples that have been held before us.
Siba abantu Nkosi abazofana noJosepha wathi cha ngeke ngize ngkwenze lokho.
May we take after Joseph who said, how can I commit such an evil thing before God?
Nathi ke uNkulunkulu ngothi lwethu sithandile ukuthi sifike kulezi inkonzo kube sizwe khuluma kwakho.
Lord, we have come to attend this conference, these services, that we may listen to your speaking to us. So please, Lord, help us not to despise and misuse this opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.